The next patient is Colin Furness. The last name is F-U-R-N-E-S-S. The first name is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old male who presents today for a follow-up visit with labs. Period. In the comprehensive metabolic profile that was done on the 28th of July, in other words, a couple of days ago, the serum creatinine remains at 2.6. The estimated AFR is 24. The protein creatinine ratio, 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period, as stated before, this patient is not a candidate for SGLT2 inhibitor and or the administration of finerenone due to the fact that he has such a low GFR. Period. The patient is encouraged to continue following the restricted sodium diet, restricted fluid intake, and decreased protein. A plant-based diet is the idea. Number two, the patient has hyperuricemia that we think is associated to the administration of thiazide diuretic. The patient has been treated with administration of allopurinol and the low protein. We are going to monitor the situation closely and give follow-up to the approval for the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. Following number, the patient has a history of bladder cancer that was diagnosed in 2007. Is in remission. The PSA that was done in March of this year is 2.75. Period. Following number. Patient has coronary artery disease. He had a PCI to the LAC. He has a history of hypertension in the past. He has a ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy with the ejection fraction between 50 and 55%. The patient is asymptomatic. The only complaint that the wife has is that he has a tendency to sleep more. I don't think that the patient has uremic symptoms. I don't think that the patient has anemia. The CBC with the hemoglobin completely normal. Following number, secondary hyperpara that is not severe. following number of hyperlipidemia that is under control. The reevaluation would be done in 3 months. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.